Welcome to Psachim, Parak Ches, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 8, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Ha'ainain, somebody who a immediate relative, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, a child, passed away. Before the burial, they're called an Ainain, and the day of death, they're called an Ainain min ha-Torah, biblically, and they're not allowed to eat sacrifices. The evening after that, I mean, let's say they passed away in the day, they're called an Onan. After that, then biblically, they're no longer considered an Onan. It's permissible for them to eat sacrifices. However, rabbinically, it is prohibited for them. However, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, somebody who is an Onan on Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, the day that Pesach will be that evening, even though that they can't eat the Karban, they can't eat a sacrifice then, but since they could eat it at night, the rabbi said, you know what, go ahead and fulfill your mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and they didn't consider him an Onan, somebody who cannot eat a sacrifice. A person who is searching through a rubble, through a large pile of stones, a building that caved in and fell on somebody, and he's trying to find somebody underneath it, and we don't know if the fellow is alive or dead. If the fellow is dead, then he's tamei, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. If the fellow is alive, then he could eat the Karban Pesach. Halacha is that we assume that he's alive, and therefore he's becheskas tara, that he's considered alive, and therefore it is permissible for that fellow to eat the Karban Pesach. Somebody who before Pesach he was in jail, and they promised him that they'll let him go before Pesach. So again, this fellow partakes in a chabura, a group of people that have a Karban Pesach. It's a person that's ill or very old, but at least they can eat a kazayis. All these people could be part of a chabura, they could be part of a group of people. Even though there's possibilities that maybe they won't be there by the Karban Pesach, we don't assume that. Says the Mishnah further, but one thing is clear, if you have a group that all the people in the group are prisoners, for example, and supposed to be released right before Pesach, or all of them were people who were searching the rubble to try to find a person, and they're not sure if he's alive or dead, you cannot slaughter a chabur, because maybe there's a possibility that they all will be ineligible to have the Karban Pesach. For example, the fellows that were searching the pile, they'll find out that the fellow was dead and now they're all tameh because they were on top of it. Or maybe all the prisoners will not be released and then the Karban has to be sent out, taken out with Beis HaPsul. It's disqualified and has to be burnt. Lefichach. Emer ben Psul. Let's say one shechted for these people, a prisoner for example, and there's other people in his chabura, and then he actually is not released. The law is the Karban Pesach is still valid. I mean, it even counts for him. He can't eat it because he's not there, but he has fulfilled his mitzvah of Karban Pesach and Peturim lasts Pesach Sheni, and therefore he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni a month later when there's the second opportunity in case the person hasn't brought a Karban Pesach. This guy has brought one. He didn't eat from it, but it was Shechta for him and it was Nizrak for him. It was the brought a smink on the Mizbeach for him, and therefore it's sufficient. Chutz min ha'mafekech bagal. The exception to this is a fellow who's searching the rubble. That if he finds a dead person within the rubble, he has to do Pesach Sheni. Shehutamei mitchilaso, because then it comes out that retroactively, even before the Karban Pesach was shechted, he had at least leaned over the gal, the pile, and that's called a mahil, someone who kind of like puts himself over a dead person, and he becomes tamei. So if he was tamei, then when the Karban was shechted for him, it didn't work for him. And therefore, he has to wait until Pesach Sheni, and then a month later, on the 15th of Iyar, then he can bring his Karban Pesach Sheni and finally fulfill his mitzvah. Wishing you a great day, a wonderful Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful, magnificent Shabbos.